Log Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Well, welcome to this edition of your half-hour inspirational program. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 30 minutes. I certainly trust that you've had a great week. And, of course, you're looking forward to the events and activities of the remainder of the weekend. Well, actually, the start of the weekend. Your half-hour inspirational program is a component of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, which airs every Friday. This show airs every Friday from 7 to 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. I encourage you to certainly drop in and listen to our broadcast and enjoy that broadcast as we bring it to you. Tonight's topic is going to be when you need a friend. When you need a friend, we're going to invite the presence of the Holy Father into our broadcast this evening. Father, we thank you for all of your blessings. We pray now as we go into a message for the people that you would give us something that the people can take with them and be blessed with. These and other blessings we thank you in the name of the Father and in the name of the Son and in the name of the Holy Ghost. Amen. All right, we've been bringing to you all various topics week in and week out. Along with topics from the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, relationships. If you are truly benefiting from the broadcast that we're bringing, we're going to ask you to please send us a comment, letting us know how the show is benefiting you. If you feel that you're not getting anything and you have some areas that you feel might prove beneficial to the listening audience, we're going to ask you to go ahead and send us a note to that regard. We are certainly not offended. Any constructive criticism is welcome. We would love to hear from you all, and we certainly look forward to that. Now, tonight we're going to bring a topic to you, to the forefront, that sometimes all of us may feel that we are losing touch with reality sometimes, and we don't have anywhere to turn. So sometimes when you're maybe feeling that way, there's a question that may come into play or a question that may come into mind, and that is, where do we turn? Where do I go from here? What do I do? And I'm certain that I don't have all of the answers, but I can tell you this, I know who holds the answers, and it's the same person who created the future, created the universe. And yes, I got it right the first time, he created the future as well. So when you are feeling like you're down and out, I'm going to read something to you that was saying by Simon Garfunkel. And that is A Bridge Over Troubled Water. Many of you all know that tune. And certainly if you don't, you can certainly go in and sing it. I'm not sure if they wrote this tune or not, But you can certainly go in and listen to it. And it's and the words go like this, and I want you to take heed to the words. When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. When times get rough and friends just can't be found, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. Like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. When you're down and out, when you're on the street, when evening falls so hard, I will comfort you. I'll take your part. When darkness comes and pain is all around, like a bridge over water, I will lay me down. Like bridge over water, I will lay me down. You know, and I want to just put my topic tonight along those lines. You know, we could call it a bridge over troubled water, or we could have certainly called it something else. But instead, I'll call it when you need a friend. When you need a friend. And so I want you to start out by thinking about this. Okay. So think about that. When you need a friend. All right? So here's the thoughts that we can have on that. And that is, I'm going to go back and I'm going to say some things in terms of how I perceive, how part of me has perceived this message in lyrics. And for you all that want to tune in, the message in song. When you're weary, when I think of those words, when you're weary, when you're really feeling like down and out, and when you're feeling small, when you're feeling small, you know, there is a creator. There is a God. And we may be thinking that, wow, where is he? What is he doing when I'm going through my crisis? You know, I'm feeling weary. I'm feeling small. You know, why can't he come in and why can't he help? You know, the Bible tells us that God will never put more on us than we can bear. He will never, these are the words that come from him that are inspired by God. He will never put more on us than we can bear. So even though, I mean, it's going to come down to your faith. It's going to come down to your belief systems. It's going to come down to what you really, really think. Some of you all may have had one of those days on your job today where you just couldn't seem to have gotten it right. Things just didn't go the way that you wanted them to go. And you tried everything within your power to get it right. And you're saying, God, why? Why am I not getting this right? You know, this is just too much. This is just too much pressure. This is just too much power. I mean, too much aggravation. Why isn't it working, God? Why aren't things working for me? Why, you know, you said you wouldn't put too much on me, more than I could bear. But if you really utter those words back out loud to the Spirit, even in your thinking, God, you said you would not put more on me than I could bear. I believe within all my heart that when you do that, I believe within all my heart that God hears you. I know, and he's already answered you because he's not putting, if you're going through it, he's allowing you to grow through it. He's put it out there enough on you that he's saying, I know you can handle this. That's why I'm letting you get to it. The story is told about a man who was on a job for 20 plus years. And the man kept wondering, why am I not finding things that are more challenging. For some reason, he didn't have the gall or enough nerve to leave that job, to go on to something challenging. And yet, he complained about it. 20-plus years. You know, gee, this job is just a dead-end job. It's not challenging enough. And one day, it happened to him that he lost that particular job. But he was transferred to another location, similar job but a different location. And so with that, he ended up going in that direction in another location. And what happened to him, he ended up meeting the challenge that he had long awaited for. But he didn't know that this was going to happen to him. He had no idea. It was God looking out for him all along. And so he ended up going before this challenge, going before this test that he was faced with. And as he spent time in that, the days went by, the weeks began to go by, and then within 2 or 3 months, he realized that this was the challenge that only God could have given him to place him into this position. And now he's faced with the challenge of being able to make a difference in other people's lives. And you see, what he had previously labeled as a dead end, he had previously looked at those lyrics and realized that one day he was feeling weary. He was feeling small. You know, even he had gotten to the point where he just felt, God is not listening to me. God is not paying attention to me. When you think he's not listening, when you're going through your biggest crisis, I'm told that God is even closer to you than you realize. And it comes down to your faith and your belief. Just believe that when you need a friend, which is the message for you tonight, that he is always there with you. He's got an angel with you. There's a comforter that's with you that orders your steps if you ask. That's always there with you. So you're not alone. You're not alone. There is something much greater than you and I could ever imagine. You know, I want you to think about, where do you think the trees come from, the plants, the planet, you know, all of nature, the moon, the sun, the stars, the constellations. I mean, something much greater than you and I. And it's a spiritual world that is so fantastic that we don't even have a clue of how beautiful it is. And so I want you to know that, just like that man who had given up on certain things, thinking that he was in a dead-end job, he was feeling weary, and he was feeling small. He was already down and out, but yet God still looked at him and gave him the challenge that he awaited so long for. So I want you to think about that. And others of you, I want you to think also, as you're going through some trying times, you may be faced right now with a situation where your husband or wife may have walked out on you, may have gone to somebody else that was more appealing to them. For whatever reason, you may be going through a crisis right now where your son or your daughter is just seeming to be out of control. You may be in a situation where you don't even know where the next meal is coming from. You have no clue. But I'm going to tell you, if you're listening under the sound of my voice, don't just subscribe to giving up on life. Get up, take a shower, put on something nice, and take, even if it means taking a walk or drive outside of your community, you know, or take a bus. You got the money, take a bus. And you go, you know, you got enough, go as far as the bus will take you, and then turn around and come back. I've experienced that myself. When I've been so down, And like the song says, when tears are in your eyes, when tears are in your eyes, when you just don't know what to do, and you just, your emotions, you become overwhelmed, and you're crying for that spouse that has abandoned you. You're crying for that child that is disobedient. When the tears are in your eyes, you know, pick yourself up and say, well, you know what? You may have not been the best parent in the world. You may not have been the spouse that you thought you were. And then again, you may have been the spouse, a better spouse to your significant other than they were to you. Well, don't beat up yourself too much. Just pick yourself up. Wipe off, shake off the dust. And you know what? And make a decision that, you know, and it's going to hurt. It can hurt. And say, you know what? From this point forward, I'm going to give everything the best that I can. If you're in a crisis now with your situation, in a marital situation, then you decide, you know what? I'm going to try to give it the best. If you're in a crisis situation and your significant other is not working with you, you try to get some help for the situation. And if they don't want to even go to get the help, you go by yourself. Until you find a way, until you find a way to make it work. You find a way to make it work. And then after you've gone through that, then you know what? You say, lo and behold, this is the way it is. But you don't have to stay in that rut. You don't have to stay in that situation. You can decide that, you know what? I'm going to make it the best that I can. And that's what I want you to be able to do. I want you to make it the best you can. And don't worry about somebody not wanting to be there if they really don't want to be there. And so with those tears, as you get up and you start to believe in yourself, those tears are going to dry up. And you take it one day at a time. One day at a time. And when those tears are in your eyes, God says, I will dry them all, because he's the one that will raise you up day after day, day after day. He will raise you up so that you can be at that point where you need to be. God will do it. He will bring you up, but you just got to keep getting up, and you got to keep believing that he will do it for you, and God will. God will do it for you. God will never falter. And God will never fail. He will keep you going. He will keep you going. But you've got to believe. And you know, oftentimes people, it is said that if a man does not believe in something strong enough, he will fall for anything. So I say to you, if you don't believe in something strong enough, then you will fall for anything. And so, with that in mind, when people are coming to you with negativity, start to push that away. Start to move away from that. Get yourself in an environment where people are growing, people are productive. And even if it's your church family, if they're going around in circles, round and round and round in circles, then maybe it's time to do something different. Round in circles and they're not growing, but you're sitting on a board. It could be on a school board. I don't care what it is, but they're not making progress. Don't let anybody stifle your growth. Don't let anybody, because that's not what God wants for you. When you look at the beauty of this planet, God wants everything beautiful for you. When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, God says he will dry them all. He will. And as you get stronger, you will get stronger. Remember whose image you're made in. And he says, I'm on your side. I'm on your side. That's him walking next to you. And you must believe that. And you must remember that. I'm on your side. When times get rough, some of us, for whatever reason, and maybe sometimes it doesn't seem like there's an apparent reason, we go through some rough times. We go through some rough periods. For some people, it may be again, a divorce situation, marital status, it can be almost anything. For others, it can be somebody rejected you at the altar, or when you thought you were going to get married, they canceled the engagement. Rough times, whatever you're going through, remember, all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord. And we've got to be able to believe that. We've got to be able to receive that into our spirit and know that, you know what, no matter what's going on, no matter what is happening to us, we've got to look at this thing and say, you know something? We're going to make it forward. We're going to press forward. We're going to push forward. And we're going to keep going until something good happens. You know, God can take a little and turn it into a lot. And that's what you've got to believe. So there is nothing, the Bible asks the question, is there anything too hard for God? And the answer is no. He's the creator. And I know we say sometimes we feel there's a lot of evil in the world. There's a lot of unsettling in the world. But let me tell you this much, that God's got it. God's got it. And you know what? It's not going to last always. It's not going to last always. Just like we, everything has its season and due season, then times will come and times will go. Everything has its season. And so just like with that, man too has his season. You know, the evils of the world, there's a season. There's a season. And there will be a time when there is no more. There will be no more of the evil. And I'm just here to share with you that reminder that when you are weary, when you are feeling small, when those tears are in your eyes, that God is saying to you, I will dry them all. He's on your side. When you go through your rough times, or when times get rough for you, he says, and then you look around, and some of those same friends that you once had, some of those same friends that you counted on, that you thought would be in your corner when you went through the rough times, when you were feeling weary, when you were weary and you were feeling small, when those tears were in your eyes, those same friends that you could count on, that the ones that you thought would be by your side, God says, when those friends can't be found, he says he is there for you like a bridge over troubled water. You see, a bridge over troubled water sits very high. It does. A bridge just sits high above that water. That water is troubled, but it just continues to flow. How you doing? You know, it just continues to flow. And so with that in mind, the water, even though it's rough, it beats against the pillars of that bridge, and that bridge still stands. And that's what you got to know, that when you're going through your rough times, God is that bridge over your rough times. God is that bridge over that troubled water. And even though your stresses in life may be going against the walls of that pillar, of that bridge, just know that that bridge still stands, and God is the bridge. He's the bridge. And as your waters, it reflects the disappointments in life that you may have, God still stands. You must believe that. You must accept that. And you must live your life with that in your spirit of acceptance. And you must go forward and press forward with that in mind. And I'll tell you this, and as you do that, I want you to know that you're going to be all right, that God is there like a bridge over troubled water. He has laid down everything for you. Even his son has laid down his life for you and I. And like a bridge over troubled water, He has laid it down for you. And you know something? The songwriter goes on to say, when you're down and out, when you're down and out. And that's you continue to do that. Just when you're down and out, when you're on the street, some of you all right now may be facing the thought of eviction, being evicted from your homes, from your apartments, because you don't have the money to pay the rent or the mortgage. He says, when you're down and out, when even you're facing the thought of being on the street, when evening falls so hard, you know, when that day-to-day comes, and now it's evening once again, and you just say, well, God, I don't know how in the world I'm going to make it. Another sunrise, another sunset. God, we don't know how we're going to do it. Well, he's there yet to say to you, when you're down and out, when you're on the street, or even the thought of being on the street, when even it falls so hard, he says, I will comfort you. I'll take your part. Even when darkness comes and pain is all around, God will never leave you nor forsake you. And you've got to believe that. That when you are out there feeling like you're alone, when you need a friend, he will stick closer to you than a brother. When you need a friend, he will be there for you more than a mother. When you need a friend, he will never leave you or forsake you. We're out of time, but I trust this program has been a blessing to you this evening as much as it has been to me. And if it has, please pick up the phone, tell somebody about it. Tell them to tune in to the archive show. They can listen to it from 7 to 7:30, or they can catch any one of our shows from 7 to 8 p.m. Tuesdays, or go to the archives to over 675 shows that we've done and find one that most fits your needs. Join us here every Friday for your half-hour inspirational program. Of course, if you choose to bypass Friday or you don't have the time to tune in next Friday, join us next Tuesday for the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, 7 to 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Until next Tuesday or until next Friday, I say to my listening audience, good night, God bless, and thank you, God.